From KLCC Studios, this is Oregon on the Record.
I'm Michael Dunn. When a program can help a group of people better their circumstances, that's a win. When the same program can also help another group, that's the very definition of win-win. An innovative program that is managed by several regional education service districts in our region called Team Oregon Build just might be such an initiative. Teaching students about pathways to a career in construction trades while having those kids build shelters for those without is creating that win-win situation in Western Oregon. What's also exciting is that the program is funded and resourced by a partnership of educators, industry, and state and local governments. Today on the show, you'll hear from leaders in different education service districts about Team Oregon Build and how it's changing lives for students and adults alike. Our community and many communities around the nation have two big problems: homelessness and a construction labor shortage. Today on the show, you'll hear about Team Oregon Build, which hopes to be a part of a solution for both. We have Carla Clark. She's the STEM Hub Director for the Southern Oregon Education Service District. We have Shireen Vogel, the CTE Regional Coordinator for the Lane Education Service District. Also with us is Ed Woods. He's the Director for the Mid-Willamette Education Consortium. And we have Brian Robin. He's the CTE Regional Coordinator for the Southern Oregon Education Service District. All of you, thanks so much for coming on and talking with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Boy, Carla, let's start with you. Maybe give us sort of the 30,000-foot overview and kind of explain to us, what is Team Oregon Build?
Thank you, Michael. Yes, my name is Carla Clark from the Southern Oregon Education Service District. I'm the STEM Hub Director. And gosh, over the last few years, really just pointing back to 2020 and the wildfires that ripped across our state, many of us from around the state were doing the work and diligently working to build programs, rebuild communities, and really serve the people in our regions through education services as the work we do in education. Mm-hmm. And that looks differently across our three regions. So in Southern Oregon, right at that time, we had done a needs assessment for what were the gaps between CTE and STEM, between secondary and industry. And even without the fires, construction had risen to the top. At the time, we had only four programs of study in construction in our region. And we did work collectively throughout our region to determine how might we build those programs. We started an apprenticeship program at Klamath Community College around construction. We also purchased a construction trailer to hit the road and reach our most rural schools, outfitted with tools to get out to our most rural communities. And then also the bus build program was started, where we did convert one bus to home. And we were able to provide that converted bus into a home to a family that had lost their home in the Alameda Fire. In Southern Oregon alone, we had 2,811 residences that were lost and 198 businesses just from the Alameda Fire, largely in the Phoenix Talent community. At the time when we had four programs of study, we now have 10, and 10 programs of study around construction. So that growth has taken place with the work with the pre-apprenticeship program and some of the other work around construction, connecting students to industry and giving them projects to do. And the bus build has transformed into, now we have four bus builds underway for disaster relief.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Shireen, let's pick it up there, because, you know, Carla did a great job of kind of explaining the why. Tell us about sort of the who and the how. Like, who is benefiting from this sort of collaboration? And just for our audience, I know a lot of people know, but define CTE as well, just in case folks don't know what that acronym means.
Absolutely. Thanks, Michael. This is Shireen with Lane Education Service District. The who and the what, I would say there are the real kind of the overarching benefit of this project is really the collective impact that it has, that it reaches and connects our students, which is sort of the primary focus. It's all for the kids and the future of the kids. But really, this benefits more than that. It reaches, as Carla discussed, there's such a massive need in the construction trades industry. So building that workforce, so for our industry partners, but then at a very human basic level, this is building communities. Mm-hmm. This is changing lives. This is changing futures, not just I got my certification. It is truly building communities from the ground up. So in terms of who this impacts, it's every single caller, every single listener, every single person that is alive has the opportunity to be touched by these projects. And I'll just say, in Lane County, just to kind of, you know, quickly just sort of tag on to what Carla talked about in Southern Oregon, for us in Lane County, it was the Holiday Farm Fire that ripped through the McKenzie Valley that really was the moment when, the critical moment when partners came together. We're seeing now kind of the impacts of that initial, those projects that happened, building sheds for folks that lost homes in the fire, schools from across the county, supporting people in need. And to fast forward to today with Team Oregon Build and the fact that we're leveraging all of these different regions across the state that have been impacted and being able to, like in Southern Oregon, we have a pre-apprenticeship program and, you know, working on expanding those certifications and helping CTE, career technical education programs, really bring meaning and life to their programs.
It sounds like, okay, y'all looked around and you realized, okay, obviously because of both, you know, sort of single events like these horrible fires, but of course also just the fact that, you know, we have such a scarcity of shelter in our entire state. And then you also saw this other problem of the fact that, boy, the construction industry is really hurting for skilled tradespeople to be able to do this. So you kind of looked at a solution and a problem kind of together, didn't you?
We did. We had, when you take a look at that, we have the second highest addiction rates in the nation. Mm-hmm. We have an extreme housing shortage. We're the third highest homelessness. We have the third highest homelessness rate in the county or in the country.
Yeah.
Oregon schools pandemic recovery lags behind with as far as our education and meeting graduation rates and standards and test results. Over 27,000 acres burned across the country. Lack of skills tradesmen. Put all that together, the three of our regions came together this last fall in September, and we said, what can we do? We're all doing work, and others are too, but we were the most affected by those fires in 2020, our three regions. We came together, we shared our collective individual stories about what we were doing, and we said, what can we do, and how can we do more of it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, before I do that, I'm just going to reintroduce you all to the audience. We're talking with Carla Clark. She's with the Southern Oregon Education Service District. Shireen Vogel, she's with the Lane Education Service District. Ed Woods, who's with the Mid-Willamette Education Consortium. And Brian Robin with the Southern Oregon Education Service District. Ed, I'm just going to go to you because, in kind of taking off what Carla just talked about, talk about the student interaction in all this. Talk about how the kids are involved from the very beginning to what they're doing to be part of this Team Oregon Build.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to mostly Generation Z, right? And these guys are excited. This generation is up for this. I mean, when it comes to serving community and the needs, especially we have a lot of smaller schools in our area. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have 12 schools altogether that are involved in this. And all the students with their partners, with the community, the construction companies, and some of the trades will come in and also stand alongside them and help them with, you know, electrical, drywall, you know, you name it. So we're having some of that pulled into it too, but it's having that purpose with our students, you know, that sort of cause, if you will, that they're just so excited about being involved in this, seeing how it's making a difference in their community.
Brian, I'm wondering too, you know, obviously we were all in school. We remember sometimes abstract concepts like geometry and those sorts of things can feel, I'm not going to say useless, but they can feel somewhat out of touch. is there, you know, Brian, I'm wondering at the student level, because obviously they know of these terrible fires that impacted so many lives and the fact that homelessness is such a pervasive problem. You know, is there something that really sparks their participation? Because they know, boy, what I'm doing, this isn't something that's theoretical. It's practical.
Yeah, you've really nailed it, Michael. So career and technical education is really about the relevancy a lot of the times. And you spoke to the relevancy of math. And I'll give an example.
Sure.
David Ford, one of our CTE or career and tech ed teachers at Phoenix High School, 40% of their student body was directly impacted by the Alameda fires in 2020. Many of them lost their homes. They've struggled with retaining their student body, but every one of their students have now returned. And it's in great part because of projects like this and the engagement of their school district with their community. Ed pointed out that, that you know, this is Generation Z. These are kids that are really interested in giving back to their communities. And in Phoenix, the construction program has just exploded with interest and activity. They had already, prior to the fires, had already started building tiny homes. Mm-hmm. But when they were offered an opportunity like this to create cottages and sheds that would go directly back into their community to help in the homelessness or just in the rebuilding efforts around the Phoenix Talent Region, I have never seen the excitement in kids' faces about learning math while, you know, figuring out how to create stairs or to lay brick or to figure out roof truss pitches.
Shireen, you wanted to talk about kind of an interesting, you know, kind of a story in your district. Go ahead and start with that.
Well, I think it's a story that it builds off of something that Brian was just talking about before the break. And it really speaks to, I think, the heart of these projects, that it's not just building something in the construction shop for the sake of building. It's their students are actually seeing the impact. Mm-hmm. And the story I'm going to tell is of a class, one of our local high schools that was building a transitional shelter for Everyone Village. That is one of our key partners here in Lane County. They have a transitional shelter community where community members who are homeless are given shelter and supports. And this classroom of students just finished their build and were on site at Everyone Village to come see the shelter put in place, meet some of the residents, actually meet the resident that was going to be taking the home that they built and get a tour. And Gabe, who's the director of the site, noticed that one of the students was sort of having a conversation with the resident, mm-hmm. and then came back as the class was getting ready to leave and board the bus to go back to the school. And Gabe has a way, he gives high fives to everybody as they're getting back on the bus to head back to school. And he hits the first student with the hand and gives the high five. And then he gets to the second student and he goes to do the high five, and the student jumps in and grabs and gives him an enormous hug. And every single student after that gave a hug. Hmm. And the question was asked of that class, who here has been affected or knows someone who's been affected by homelessness or a disaster? And every single hand went up.
Wow.
So the reality is that these students experience this in their own lives, but then having that impact to see that they're making a difference in the lives of somebody else, and to see it firsthand and to meet the people that are actually the benefit of their work, and the collective nature of that is incredibly powerful. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Carla, what's interesting about this program, too, is you're talking about sort of all sectors of a community are involved. You have the private sector, you've got nonprofits, you've got public sector education. Talk about how that sort of came to be, because obviously you know, a lot of times that kind of a program doesn't always come together because of different interests and different priorities. How did you make it work?
I think when disaster hits, all those differences go out the window. I mean, if you think back to 2020, we didn't just have fires ripped through our region, but we were in the middle of a pandemic.
Sure.
COVID had hit, right? So during a time where, you know, most people, everybody was concerned in one way or another how they were dealing with the pandemic, and then the fires happened. Things got really real when those fires happened.
Sure.
When those fires happened, everybody dropped what they were doing. It no longer mattered who you are or who you'd spoken to or whose space you'd been in the day before. Now it was about survival, and it was life or death. And it was, who needs to eat tonight? Who needs a place to sleep? I'll be there. People dropped what they were doing and they came together to meet needs. And they were doing that on some level during the pandemic, but it came together quicker and different and faster when these fires went through. And this is where you did. You had nonprofits coming together. You had business and industry coming together. The education partners coming together. Again, all to meet in the needs of what was happening right now. If we fast forward to this last fall, you know, we have our three agencies right now working together, Mid-Willamette Education Consortium, Lane ESD, Southern Oregon ESD, our different departments working together with our school districts, our local agencies that are serving people in that crisis need right now. You know, I sit behind my desk and I'm not talking to anybody who's in crisis at this moment. But when we get our kids together and our teachers together and our industry partners and we show up on site at the Salvation Army just a couple weeks ago, we were on site a couple weeks ago, May 10th, building a shed, not an actual shelter, but a shed for the community at the Salvation Army Hope Houses, where they do host and serve families that are coming off the streets. A shed to store, you know, garden tools and toys so that the families that are living there can have a livelihood.
You know, Brian, I'm wondering too, it's our region. It's kind of interesting because it can be very urban and very densely populated, but also extremely rural. The three organizations that you all represent coming together, I mean, were there kind of, I don't know, lessons learned or just different ways in which sort of the rural sectors of our community and the more urban sectors could work together and maybe share best practices or even just share, you know, kind of the partnership and the sense of community that has gone into this organization?
Most definitely. You know, from the tiny 115 or 120 students at Bonanza High School to the Medford, North Medford High School, which is in the thousands of students. Our teachers many times feel like they're isolated even amongst their own peers. Meaning that if they're a construction teacher, they speak construction and maybe they don't spend a whole lot of time with the math or English departments. But that being said, we have construction, CTE construction programs in all, you know, we have 10 different programs that range from Bonanza to North Medford. Giving them a space to come together and work alongside each other and learn about what they deal with day to day in their own classrooms, and giving them a project that they can work on together in collaboration across all those very different types of classroom and varied student bodies. This has been something that our teachers they've just gone all in.
You know, we're getting to the end here, so I'm gonna, perhaps this is the last question. I'll throw it to Ed. You know, what's your hope for how this program can continue to grow and expand?
Oh, well, I mean, again, we're super excited about the program in general. I did want to mention just real quick,
sure,
is, like, our Amity High School is, again, a small high school, and they build these sheds and things. They tear them down afterwards because they don't have the money for all the material. So somebody like Team Oregon Build comes in, and we have these kits all put together, delivered to our little high schools, and they're able to build and then move them out into the community. I mean, it's a win-win.
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to build, I mean, do this wonderful work and then tear it down, but that's what they've been doing for years. And so this means the world to them, that when they see the results, and again, the purpose behind this project, It's super exciting for them. I mean, they're like, wow, we're making a difference now. And it's just changed their attitudes. It's changed their work ethic. It's been amazing. In fact, we have a lot of non-trad or non-traditional students involved. So we have a lot of, we call, women in construction. So we have a lot of girls that are involved. And it's fantastic to see growth there as well and the interest that we see.
Well, we could talk about this for a long time. We're out of time, but this is very exciting. And I guess maybe I will go up to Shireen really quickly for a last question in terms of, is there ways in which members of the community can participate, can be a part of this program that maybe haven't thought about it before?
Absolutely. This is it's an all call. Everyone has a place and a purpose to not even a purpose, a purpose, yes, but a piece of this that they can take part in, whether it's financial support, whether it's a community partner that could benefit. Perhaps you have a student that might want to get involved. We're always recruiting new CTE teachers, so maybe you feel like you have a calling in education.
This is very exciting. Thank you all so much for coming. We've been speaking with, or for joining us on the air, we've been speaking with Carla Clark. She is the STEM Hub Director for the Southern Oregon Education Service District. Shireen Vogel, she's the CTE Regional Coordinator for Lane Education Service District. Ed Woods, the Director for the Mid-Willamette Education Consortium. And Brian Robin, the CTE Regional Coordinator for the Southern Oregon Education Service District, talking about Team Oregon Build. Thank you all so much for coming on and talking.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Michael.
Michael.
That's the show for today. In case you missed any of this or any other episode of Oregon on the Record, all the shows are available as a podcast at klcc.org. Tomorrow on the show, you'll meet the newest director of the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife and also the first woman to ever serve in that capacity. I'm Michael Dunn, and this has been Oregon on the Record from KLCC. Thanks for listening.